The gate to the camp opened. An SS section appeared and surrounded us, one SS at every three paces. On the lookout towers, the machine guns were trained on the assembly place. "They fear trouble," whispered Juliek. Two SS men had gone to the cells. They came back with a condemned man between them. He was a youth from Warsaw. He had 3 years of concentration camp life behind him. He was a strong, well-built boy, a giant in comparison with me. His back to the gallows, his face turned toward his judge, who was the head of the camp. The boy was pale, but seemed more moved than afraid. His manacled hands did not tremble. His eyes gazed coldly at the hundreds of SS guards, the thousands of prisoners who surrounded him. The head of the camp began to read his verdict, hammering out each phrase. "In the name of Himmler, prisoner number, stole during the alert, according to the law, paragraph, prisoner number, is condemned to death. May this be a warning and an example to all prisoners." No one moved. I could hear my heart beating. The thousands who had died daily at Auschwitz and Birkenau in the crematory ovens no longer troubled me. But this one, leaning against his gallows, he overwhelmed me. "Do you think this ceremony will be over soon? I'm hungry," whispered Juliek. At a sign from the head of the camp, the Lagerkapo advanced toward the condemned man. Two prisoners helped him in his task for two plates of soup. The capo wanted to bandage the victim's eyes, but he refused. After a long moment of waiting, the executioner put the rope round his neck. He was on the point of motioning to his assistants to draw the chair away from the prisoner's feet when the latter cried in a calm, strong voice,